And now joining us on the line, as he is the first Friday of every month, we have Representative Doug Blex. Mr. Blex, thank you for joining us this morning. We appreciate it.
Yeah, good morning to you. I'm actually up in northwest Missouri on an out-of-state deer hunting trip, so the sun's shining up here.
And so looking good up there this morning up there in northwest Missouri. Well, sir, of course, a lot of things to talk about here on the table. And, of course, the elephant in the room that everybody's been talking about, of course, has been the election right now. And just kind of your thoughts on that. Of course, you know, the Republicans, at least in Kansas, were able to hold a super majority in the House and the Senate for the most part. But again, it's overall, with the national presidential one, it's been a little wacky so far.
Yeah, it really has. It looks like it will be some time and a lot of legal wrangling before we decide who's going to be our next president. And that's kind of somewhat unfortunate, I think, to drag things out, a lot of changes and extensions. And certainly we're in unparalleled times with COVID issues, but yet our Constitution doesn't change just because we have a pandemic. So we kind of need to remember that. That is important. And now, Kansas did maintain a supermajority. The results aren't official yet, but it looks like we will maintain, as far as Republicans, the 84 vote necessary to override the governor of veto in the House. And looks like possibly maybe 29 in the Senate, which only takes 27. So things will be at least not changed much. One of the major changes was the House Minority Leader, Anthony Hensley, Senator, had seven terms, which equates to 28 years, was upset by newcomers. So I guess nobody can take it for granted. But one of the things that's kind of impressive to me that with Kansans, a ton of money was spent in the Kansas federal Senate election. Senator Pat Roberts of Republican, Barbara Bollier raised $25 million, which is unprecedented. And Roger Marshall, who won the election, 6.5. So that tells me, and it's reassuring, that Kansas values are more important than money, that Kansans and vote just because money. Money is necessary, the word out there, but it's not the whole.
Yeah, exactly. And like you said, Barbara Bollier raised $25 million, Roger Marshall around $6 million. But there was even a lot more spent that when you add the outside groups in there. I think they said it was around $60 million was spent in that race. It was very expensive race for sure, and they thought it was going to be a little closer than it actually ended up being. But like you said, you know, it's money doesn't, you know, money can't that you get the word out there with the money, but however, like you're saying, voting, people were voting on Kansas values.
Yeah, and that's a good thing. I think that's important that we need to remember that you know, our values, we shouldn't compromise those, and I applaud the citizens of Kansas that are willing to take that into consideration and not be willing to be bought. So the other issues on our October revenue, up $61.9 million over the estimates for that month, and that's so far, that's $560 million over the pre-COVID pandemic issues from the last fiscal year, which is good news for us. However, today the Consensus Revenue Estimating Group will compile. They'll have a meeting today and later in the day, and they will actually look at all these projections. Of course, we know that there's some additional money from the delay of tax returns that was still July the 15th, so there's some delay there. And they're going to weigh that, and that's going to be the basis, this meeting today, pretty much, of what money is available for the rest of the fiscal year, which runs through till next June, and then for the new fiscal year. And that will kind of set the stage for when we go back into session in January of what money is available, how we'll spend it, because we're still bouncing off of that projected $650 million deficit due to the pandemic that was given last April. So this will lessen the impact of that by at least $178 million, which that's a good thing. And we hopefully will maybe continue that process. But yet, a lot of word of caution. We're not out of this yet. There's still a lot of business hurting and a lot of issues. The one thing that stands out, much like I talked about last year, that compensating use taxes, which is those out-of-state purchases, were 30% above the estimates for October. And I think last time we talked about that was around 15%. So we're seeing an increase, and that's also about almost 22% above this same time last October, which tells me we're developing a trend. Stay at home, shop at home, and that's kind of bad news for our local merchants that on the retail business there. So that part of it, although the income's up, that part of it's not really positive for our local business.
That's right, and like we push quite a bit, at least on here, shop local when you can. So help those local businesses out, because they've helped out the community when the community's needed. So now they're needing the community's help. Go there, shop local businesses, help those guys out for sure if you absolutely can. Also, just a record number of ballots cast for this election as people were getting out, but there was also a lot of mail-in ballots and early voting as well.
Yes, as of 770,000 plus advance vote ballots cast, it was the highest in state history, and they mailed out over 500,000 and some change, and so far they've received about 83-84% return rate. And there was also nearly 350,000 that voted in-person advance ballot, like would, you know, go up to the local courthouse and vote there as opposed to line. So, just all kinds of changes this year, all kinds of records set. We're expecting in the state certainly the highest vote count that we've ever had in turnout. And from a breakdown of diverse parties, of advance ballots. Democrats represent about 200,000 mail-ins on the mail-in, and Republicans was about 100. So about a $40,000 difference, 40,000 vote difference on mail-ins, which I think Congress uses mail-ins very efficiently. You have to request a ballot, and so rather than this mass mail-out business, a registered voter of not knowing whether they're really still alive, they're still at the same address, and is a lot of states are doing is certainly presents an extreme case for fraud, and I think Kansas handled that very well. I think the convenience of voting by mail is certainly okay, as long as you can, you know, get it in quick, make sure there's delay of postmark. Ours was last, today, this Friday, they must be postmarked on or before the day of the election, and it must be received by today. So that's allowing a little bit of time, but I think Kansas certainly done a good job compared to other states.
Yeah, absolutely. And like you said, as long as today is the last day for it to count, but if it was postmarked by election day, which was the 3rd, that's considered getting it in before the deadline. So again, I think you're right. Kansas has done a great job with that. And also, you broke up a little bit earlier, but you're talking about COVID-19. That something was expiring on that, correct?
Right. Current cases are about 92,000 plus, and there's about 1,087 deaths so far, and the governor, Kelly, wants to kind of expand the mask date, talking about rattling that saber. Although the data really doesn't show any significant difference between counties that have a mask mandate versus the other as far as the number of cases, although we are coming up, death percentages are going down, so that's a good thing. And our current mask order, the executive order, expires November the 15th. And so a new executive order by Governor Kelly will certainly be probably issued. But at the same token, that also has to be approved by the State Finance Council. So whether she, you know, what she does on that, and of course we have some restrictions legislatively, can't close businesses, can't restrict movements. So we'll kind of see how that goes. I personally do not, you know, feel like the mask mandate has really been super effective. A lot of things that we talked about, money buying elections, Kansas values. Kansas are very good about voluntarily doing something. But when you put a mandate on it and say, I must do it, that changes the whole perspective on it. And also, we have a new quarantine that might affect some of those people involved in hunting trips. Certainly, South Dakota now has been added as a new state to the 14-day quarantine if you've been up there. So a lot of people go pheasant hunting in South Dakota this time of year. So maybe remind people of that.
All right. So, yeah, that's right. South Dakota did get added. I think there was a couple of other foreign countries that was added as well,
right,
to that. I can't remember them offhand, but again, just a couple more that were added. So you're asked if you have visited those areas or if you've been on a cruise ship or something like that when you come back to do a 14-day quarantine, just to be safe and keep yourself and everybody else safe. Well, sir, I really do appreciate you spending a few minutes with us today, and again, Congress reconvenes in January, correct?
Right. Yeah, we'll be back up swearing in a new legislative group in January. Already starting to get some notes from leadership. I doubt seriously if the leadership we put that up to a vote for our speaker, our assistant majority leader, and the speaker pro tem and the whip. Already getting emails about that, and it looks like the same folks that were in that positions last year are there in place. They were reelected, and more than likely, unless there's a big challenge, they will probably be reinstated and voted in as leaders for this next session.
And for this next session, just one more question. Is there anything you're looking forward to in this next session that you would like to see put, like, for a bill to maybe be voted on, or at least a bill to be passed? Is there something you are looking forward to maybe something like a bill or something to be put up for a vote?
Well, I think a priority, a lot of unfinished work from last session due to COVID, had a lot of good bills in the hopper that would have passed and should have been passed, but, you know, due to shut down. So we'll certainly work on those bills that were previously worked on. They'll have to be, you know, a lot of them have to be reintroduced. But probably a big thing that I'm hearing talked about is somehow dealing with the executive order issue and what authority the governor may have in times limit on executive orders and just how that works. We're seeing what, you know, normally executive orders, declaration of emergency was generally a short-term thing, and now this is drawn out, you know, for 8 or 9 months and a whole different ball game of how it impacts people. So certainly that will be a top priority. The tax relief issue on property taxes is always out there. We had a pretty good bill in this come out of the Senate last year, so I totally think those will be a priority. If the money continues to land and look good, that no doubt the governor will heavily push Medicaid expansion bill there. So don't know how all those things go, but a lot of cleanup work from last year, as well as priorities that will deal with the executive order.
Well, again, sir, I appreciate you spending a few minutes of your time with us today. I know you're up in Northwest Missouri and doing some hunting. So, again, I appreciate you spending a few minutes of your time with us today. And we will talk to you again the first of next month.
Hey, thank you. I appreciate it. And may God bless.
All right. Thank you very much, sir. You have a great day.
Same with you.
All right, Representative Doug Blex on the phone. He's up in Northwest Missouri right now doing a little bit of hunting. So we hope he's enjoying his time up there today. As he said, we got a few things that will be coming up in January, a few bills they're going to have to reintroduce that was kind of left over from the last legislative session, and they're going to get those back in there. Of course, Medicaid expansion will probably be another thing that is talked about quite a bit, as he did say that if revenues are still a little bit high. So we'll see what happens in January. We're going to go ahead and take a break, and when we come back, we will have some news at the top of the hour from Fox and also from Jared Sleppy, some local news. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF.